We're up to Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. We had in the Mishnah Higiyaz Man V'loy Niso Oichlois Mishaloi V'oichlois Betrume. Zog to Gemore Omar Ulem Dvar Teira Aruse Bas Yisrael Oichelos Betrume. Min ha-teire an-aruse yitz-trume, shenema v'koin ki yikne nefesh kinyin kaspoi, v'haynami kinyin kaspoi hu. Arusos is also kinyin kaspoi. Ma'atam omru eino yicheles, so why did the Rabbonon say that an-aruse does not yitz-trume? Shema yimzugu lo kais beveis avio, if she'll be eating trume, she's an aruse, and she's beveis avio, v'tashke lachel lachoiso, so she'll give from this yayin shel trume, she'll give to her brothers and sisters. So memela, so this is very dangerous. There's orim. So that is why they said that she's not permitted to eat trumim. Ihochi, so the Gemara says, if the problem is acher v'achyoseh, higiyaz man v'loy nisu, so after agoz man, she's still bevei sovio. She's not bershus bailo, is nami. So also the halacha should be that she should not eat trumim. So the Gemara answers, Hosom duchte miyachedlo. No. The minute he's mechuyev to give her mezainis, so he makes sure she has a private apartment. He has no intentions of sending her mezainis when she's together with her family, because then a lot of people will partake from the mezainis, and they'll be very expensive. He has no intentions of doing this. So if Chazal were machayev him to give mezainis, he makes sure that she has a private apartment and she eats alone. So if she's eating alone, so memele, so then there's no chash of shemotashke. Let's see what Rashi says. Shema yimzugu lo koi shel trume bevei sovio garsinim. Duchte miyachid lo. But after he gives her mezainis, he's miyacher the place for it. Miyacher shu zonoi so tomid. Now, since he's constantly giving her mezainis, meitzio mi beis avia, he makes sure she's not any more beis avia, miyacher lo mokim. And he has a special place for her to live. Shlei tafsid mezainisov. The chalkom lekrever, that she should not divide his mezainis between her krevim, so he makes sure that she lives in a private area. So therefore there's no chash anymore of shemotashke. Frag the Gemara, so if there is such a chash that you have someone eating trume, and they're together with Yisraelim, and we're afraid maybe they'll be mashke, is lokit koyin, if you have a worker who's a koyin, li Yisrael, he's working for a Yisrael, leilechel betrume, so he should not be permitted to bring along his lunch and breakfast of trume, because since he's working for a Yisrael, so he might go and share his food with the other people there. Duma osu lemeichel badei. They might come and eat together with him. So the Gemara says you don't have to be afraid of this. Hashta mididhu sofu lei mididei ochli. No, the kasha was he might share with his employers. So the Gemara says, Chakel, they give him food to eat. They supply him with food. So we don't have to be chayish that he'll share with them his own food. That is the Svara of Ulam. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda Omar Mishum Simfen, that the reason a Arusa does not eat Truma is because of Simfen. So let's see what Rashi says. Lokid shesoichai lilkoi tvuosa. He hired a worker to be melaket the tvue, to gather the tvue. Lokid koin, lokid shukoin, veniskali Yisrael. So the Gemara answers, Mishum Simfen, who da oma arusa loisoichal truma. This is Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda. Mishum Simfen, who da oma arusa loisoichal truma, shegiya zman shechai bimzay neisel. Veloshen Simfen, who bittel. The word Simfen is translated, that means it's a bittel of whatever we're speaking about. Kegoin. Shoiver hamevatel shtar. If you have a shayva, a receipt that says that the chayv was paid up, so that's called simpen. So that's mevatel the shtar chayv, kari simpen. Umum beisha oy bevehemem, shemevatel hamekach, is also kari simpen. Anything that is mevatel something else is called simpen. Vahoche gozobo. So Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda said that they were goyza, that an arusa cannot eat trume, shema yimotzei b'mum. Maybe he'll find out later that she has a mum. V'nimtso kedushei tois. So the whole kedushin that he had married her was betois, ubetalim. So it becomes bottle. V'nimtso sha'ochlo zoro betrume. So it comes that she never was an eishes koyim. She never was Kenyan Kasboy, and she ate Truma. So, Kozman, we are not sure that she's not a Balas Mum. Kozman, we are not sure that there is no Siba that will be Mavatal. The issues, we cannot permit her to eat Truma. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi nichneso lochupe v'loi nivolo nami. So we had in our Mishnah, we had a Mishnah Rishayne, and then we had a Mishnah Achayne. The Mishnah Rishayne said that after Hagoaz man, she eats Trume. The Mishnah Achayne says, Achetikonis lochupe. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand any of these takonis. Kasalke daitoch, the Gemara understood, shadain eni make bemumin shabo. That means, afilo nichneso lochupe. He still is not make bemumin shabo. Vamai toni masnisen nichneso lochupe means that, that if she's nichnasa lochupe, so by the suda they can serve truma ready, and she can be eating truma. He wasn't boideka yet. V'amai toni masnis nafulo mishnachoy na'achet ikonis lochupe. So how does nichnasa lochupe help the situation? V'choshkein dekashem igiyaz man, mishi igiyaz man, the mishnah rishayna, the mishnah shenazicha, difficult to understand. So the Gemara answers, Hosem Mivdak Bodiklo Vohodamayo. So the Gemara says, Mivdak Bodiklo Biyad Krevoisov. So we'll see, Bemis and the Maram Shif is Moira this. Here the Gemara, the Rashi is explaining this. We really had a double kasha. We had a kasha, why after Hagoz Man, like the Mishnah Rishayne. And why Yeftach Nosa Lechupe, she's allowed to eat Truma according to the Mishnah Achayinim. So Rashi here is explaining according to the Mishnah Rishayinim. And according to the Mishnah Rishayinim, so when it comes to Agoz Man, he has to give him his own. So the Mishnah Rishayinim held that before he's going to invest money, he's going to have a bdikas chutz from the krivis. That means his krivis, he'll ask them, they should inspect her, chitzayni yisdik al koponim, if there are any mumim. So memele, so if and this always occurs before he invests to give a mezainis. So by hagoz man, if he's already investing to give a mezainis, we can be assured he had spoken to his chayvis to be boidikar, to make sure he's not samazay spending money on the isha he's not really married to. So, b'shas hagoz man, we can be assured that it's not a mekach tois. And we'll see later that the Mishnah Choyne held that we don't rely on abdikas chutz, we need abdikas pnim, and that's what he does before the chuppah. Before his machnas ol chuppah ready, when things are becoming more serious, so he makes sure to be baidika before he makes the chuppah. So the Gemara asks, Ela meyato, as mibdikbodikla vahoda ma'ayil. In fact, the Gemara, Ela meyatos, if you're telling me that Chazal were chayish for a mekach tois, kiddushei tois, and that is why they did not permit an arusa to eat rumet. So, eved koyin shelokchei me Yisrael, if a koyin purchased an eved from a Yisrael, is also leilechel betrume. He shouldn't eat trume. Mishum simpen. The same reason should apply by an eved koyin. So the Gemara asks, Ela miyato, if you say that the reason an arusa does not eat trume midarabonon because we are afraid maybe she has mumin, and because of that, really the erisin was an erisin betois. So this halacha should also apply by an eved knani. Ela ma'ata eved koyin shelekochay mi Yisrael. An eved knani that a koyin purchased mi Yisrael leleichel betrume mishum simpin. Maybe zabal mum. And my shvager told me the Gemara is very meduyik. That means he bought this koyin from a Yisrael. The Yisrael could be, this eved was born by the Yisrael, so there's no shaila of mumin by the first owner. He was born from a shifre shaloi, so he belongs to him. Now, a koyin purchases this eved. Now, it could be this eved has mumin. So really, the kinyan was not chal, it's bottle, it's a kinyan betois. So how is an eved koyin permitted to eat trume? Mishum simpin. Maybe there's a dova that's mevatel the mekach. So the Gemara answers, simpin ba'avodim leke. By avodim, there is no mum or chesorim that will be mevatel the mekach. And the Gemara starts elaborating. De'i da'avroi, if it's a mum mibachutz, a kachozilei. So when he purchased this eved, he saw it. And if he's, and if he's aware of it and he still purchases the eved, so that means it doesn't bother him. Ve'i de gavoi, if it's a mum pnimi, it's not, can't be seen on him mibachutz, it's a mum pnimi. Lemeloche kaboi, so he's purchasing him, this is not a shidduch, he's purchasing him to work for him. So what does it bother him that he has mumim mibifnim? From Malachi, it doesn't matter. So Mamela, so it's weiter, no problem. So there's no chash that there's that a mum Saya mumi bachutz and saya mumi bafnim is not a reason for an odin to be mevatel the mekach. Nimtza ganev oikov yustis. Let's say he's a ganev. They found that he's a ganev, oikov yustis. So this is a different type of a mum. This is not a physical mum, but this is a mum in midis and ashchose. He's, we'll see what oikov yustis is in a minute. Higiyai. So then, so he's kind to him. That's not a mum to be mevatel the mekach. Let us see Rashi. Simpim bavodim leka ein mumim mevatel mekach. There's no mum that will be mevatel the mekach. Kuv yustis goinev nefoshes. He's a kidnapper, Rashi says. He gie lelekeach. That this is the mekach is chal, ve'ein ha-mekach botel. U'baraisi be'bobe basre, ba'moiche peiris. It's a baraisi. Ha-moiche eved l'chaveiroi. Ve'nimtso ganev oikov yustis. And we found that he's a ganev oikov yustis. Higiyu. Higiyoi. Shestomon ganovim heim. That means, what do you expect? You're buying a chofetz chaim. Don't dream about such thing. He's an ever knani. So that's what they are. Dachsumet, there's a gemore narve psochim. There's a tzavor from the zayde knane. There's a gezel. He told them a whole bunch of things. They have a Messiah from the Elder Zayde from Canaan. He told them a Hoivis Agezel. Maike, now what could be a problem? Listim Mezuyan a Muchtav Lamalchus. Maybe he's a murderer. Or the government wants to kill him, and they put up a sign that whoever kills him will get a reward. So the Rashbam explains, if he's a murderer by profession, so, or he's a muchtav lemalchus, so he's already a gavre ktila, he won't last too long. I mean, so this already is a mum. This is a mum, so if he would have known this, he would never would have bought him. So the Gemara answers, hanikola islo. Now, if he's a murderer or a muchtav lemalchus is a ko, that's how Rashi learns pshat. So Memele, so why did he buy him? He walks every day into the post office and he sees his picture hanging wanted and he goes and buys him. So it seems it doesn't bother him. And he calls his law. So Memele, so it's not shayach, there should be a mum to be mevatel a mekach by an eved. So therefore he can eat tumim. Let us see Rashi. Listim mezuyim ein darkei bekach. This already is not, this is not a normal derech hachaim for an eved knani. Or muchtav lemalchus, choto lemalchus, ad shetzivo ligzer olov sheyargenu kol moitzei. That there's already a sign out, a cruise out, whoever sees him should kill him on the spot. So, if it's one of these two, call the Islai, Visova Vikabul. So, if he bought him, so he was Mekabalit. So again, so it's not Shayech, a Mumbai, an Eviknani. So therefore, every Eviknani as soon as he is purchased, he can eat Tumet. Let us see Taisvus. The Gemara asked on Alokit Koyim. The Gemara asked, if the Tam is Shema Tashke, that means that we are afraid if she eats Trumeh, when she's an Arusa, she might share the Trumeh with her brothers and sisters. So the Gemara says, a worker also should not be permitted to eat Trumeh by his employer, because maybe he'll also share. So the Gemara asks, Mei Osher Leiporech, why do you have to ask after by a worker? What about you have a rich kohen that's visiting someone else? The loishchiach sheyoichol bebeis Yisrael. Why should some of them go to a beis Yisrael to eat there? And he has It's not a milsa. Work is shayach, but this is shchia. But this is like shchia sheyechal beveis Yisrael. V'gam ein regilim lohilech trumei moem. And if an osher does eat beveis Yisrael, is mechutin is making a chasna, so he goes there ein regilim lohilech trumei moem. She doesn't bring along his trume. If he goes there for the chasna, so he'll eat by the chasna, but he won't bring his trume. Aval lekutes workers regilim lehistaker im Yisrael. This is first of all a dava shchiach that he could have a worker, a koyim, that's working for Yisrael. This is a milsa de shchiche. Upamim ispanas im Yishalasman. They come along, they bring along their lunchbox, and then they bring along their food. Now in the house, there's an abundance of trume, that's what they eat, so that was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, don't worry, he'll never share. If they have to give him, normally they're giving him the breakfast and lunch, so you don't have to be afraid that he'll share with them. Velokit Yisrael bebeiskoy. Now Taisa says, what if you have a Yisrael, a worker, bebeiskoyim, he's working for a koyim, and here they're giving him to eat. So let's be afraid they might give him truma. So that says loy chashin and klal. That is no kash even. The daf give me lokit koyin bebeis Yisrael udepoich. No kash it was if a koyin, a worker, found himself a basis all udepoich. Lefi sheder chachsanoi lahashka islebnei habayis. He's a guest there. He's eating there. So he likes to share. He's a stranger there, so he, in order to get friendly with the people he's working for, he would share something. His wife is a very good, she makes a very good ragalach, some amela, bring some to, and it could be the ragalach I made out of the trume. He's not careful. Avol lokit Yisrael bebeis koyin kshev par nososoy olov b'shas achilam adag dekeitev ma'on noisa. But if a koyin hires a yid to work, that's zicha, they know, man, this is a yid over here. They're very careful how to serve him. They know he's a Yisrael. We can't give him tumi. So that isn't even a hava minute. So the Gemara asked, now the Thomas als Mumin, so how could an Eved Koyim eat Trume? Maybe there's a Mum. So the Gemara said, Simpim Bavodim Leke, there's no Mum that will be Mevatel the Mekach. Let us see, a Kavustis, a Ganev, he knew about it. So Memela, that's not a Mum. Perish bekunteris, goinev nefoshes. But a kabustev is a person who kidnaps people. Bleimash mahochi beperkama de preures. So, kasha number one, Tosis asks a magmorim preures. The ko'omalei keselam gamliel, moishe rabchem ganev hoyo, oi kabustus hoyo, oi sheneboki becheshboines hoyo, bohosam amor moinkoi,
now let us explain what Tosfos is asking. The Gemara in Becheiros relates that a Kesa asked, by us it says he asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He asked two kashas. One kasha he asked as follows, that when you count up how many Levim there were, so there were 22,300 Levim. And when they were Mechalo, the Kedushas Bechoira, and the Nevim, and the Levim, it says 22,000. So he asked him, he didn't ask him with any titles, he didn't, with any derogatory statements, he just asked, what happened with these 300 Levim? That was the question. And that kasha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him that these Levim were Bechoirim, and they couldn't be Mavkiya, the Kedushas Bechoir from the Yisraelim, because they had to be Mavkiya, their own Kedushas Bechoir. Fine, that was... Then there's a second kasha. Then he asked him a second kasha. He asked him, he started figuring out, how much kesef came in, that was from the Machzis HaShekel, how much kesef came in, and he figured out with the amount of Yidden that were there, that there should be 200 kikar and 11 money. That should be all together. Lemaise, it says that, there was only, the mayor kikar that, he gave for the Mishkan, mayor kikar. So now there's 100 kikar and 11 money missing. So, and this he asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he spoke very derogatory against Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, so we're missing some money here. We're missing 100 kikar plus 11 money. So for the Avodas HaMishkan, he gave Meya kikar, and the rest, it seems he took for himself. So he told them, so he had three ways to understand this. Either he's a ganif, or he's a kovyustis, or he doesn't know how to add. One of the things, not a boki becheshboimis. That's the three ways he could understand, but each way is not very complimentary for Moshe Rabbeinu. So Taisvis says, So according to Rashi, how does a kidnapper come in over here? Maybe he's a kuvyustis, he's a kidnapper. How does this come in? So this is Akasha and Rashi. The Megina Shleimer wants to say that could be meant like this. He said that maybe he kidnapped half of Klal Yisrael. So those that he kidnapped, he didn't take a Machzis HaShekel from them. If he kidnapped them, some man like a Machzis HaShekel, so maybe that I would understand. That's how the Megina Shleimer wants to answer Rashi. But Taisus, it seems, didn't like that. So we have one problem. So how does a Kavyustis solve the problem of the missing, Meya Kika? That's one kasha. Va'oid. The behigiyah imeforish, that means if he would have said Kuv Yustis on the first kasha, where's the extra 300 levim, then it's good. See, Kuv Yustis says maybe he kidnapped them, but he didn't ask this on the first kasha. The first kasha is Tamazai. What happened with these 300 levim? When it came to the money, he started saying he had three alternatives to understand how the money disappeared. So how does a Kuv Yustis come into the disappearing act of the money? Va'oid the higiyoy meforish bekunteris. Now it says if we found out that he's a kidnapper, so higiyoy, so the mekach eschal the rubam hochi isnu. Most of them are ganovim, goin vei momen or goin vei nefoshes. Ve'nirish yiroiv avodim goin vei nefoshes. The Taisva says, the statistics, goin vei momen, I understand. That I can very easily understand. But goin vei nefoshes, to say roiva, them are goin vei nefoshes. The Megina Shleimer wants to say that means like this. If a person is a goin vei momen, he could eventually become a goin vei nefoshes. That means one does not have to think that he's already, he has a clean record. A person who's olul to steal money, this is just only, as he graduates from this class, he'll go to a higher madriga. So Mela, if they ganovim b'shita, kimin shenitin rishus lignoiv ein mavchinim be momen l'nefosh. So don't be surprised. I could never expect such a thing from an eved. It's to be expected. That's what the Megina Shleimer says. Anyway, but Taisus does not like these terutz. V'nire keperish Rabbeinu Chananu. The Meforish Kuv Yustis Mesachet Bekuvye. That he's a gambler. Oh, a gambler is very good. So that was the Sars Kashe to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, I understand. Maybe he was a gambler, so he needed, and that I understand very well. Not a gander, but a gambler, so he needed the money. And that's also pshat, and Eved is also a gambler. So that Taisus understood. But Taisus has a shtickle problem. it says, Hodem Rina, the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, that the Malach that Yaakov Avinu was fighting with, so by the morning, he said, Shalcheini ki ola hashacha. You have to, please send me away now, I have to go. It's morning. Amala Yaakov, so Yaakov asked this Malach, v'chiganov ata, oikov yustus ata, shata mishyori min hashacha. What's the reason? Because it became morning, where they have to go away? Are you a ganov or a kov yustus? So now, leperish akuntris, osi shap. According to Rashi, is very good. A person who's a kidnapper by profession, he doesn't like to be seen in the open. He works at night, in the dark. But, according to the Rabbeinu Chananu, why if he's a gambler, so why doesn't he like to be seen? Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, Nami Yesh Loime Shedech Mesachkin Bekuvye Shenoishim Bem. Usually gamblers, they owe a lot of money. If it darken Lahatmim Bnei Odom. So they also don't like to be seen. A gambler is if he's been losing lessons a lot, so he likes to disappear. Hanu Kolo Islohu. So the Gemara says there's another mum that could be. Maybe he's a murderer or a muchtav lamalchus. So the Gemara says, no, we don't have to be afraid of this. Hanu kola islo, perish bekuntres. Besova vekobov. There's a kol, so he was ich aware about it. And if he purchased it, so he was mekabel. So therefore, so zweite nare mekachtois, v'koshe l'rabbeinu tam. So when a tam asks on Rashi, de bereish ha-meiche peiris, oma behenyin, listin mizuyin, oi muchtav l'malchus, oi merloi ha-lei ha-rei shaloch l'fonecha. The Gemara says, klo, in Masechtas Baba Basra, the person purchased an eved, and they found out he's a listin mizuyin, it's a mekachtois. So there's an often a baraisa there. Rashi says over here it's not a mekach tois. The Gemara says, well, it is a mekach tois. That's kasha number one. Va'oid amrine beper ka'umnim, shivche zu, a person went and sold a shivche, and he told the lekeach, shaitehi, nichvesi, he told the lekeach five cheshoines she has. And the Lekeach was aware, for sure, that one of these cheshoines was ichanatru. I mean, let's say he said shoite. He knew she's very intelligent. And that he sees, he talks to her. She's not a shoite. He said other cheshoines, which he wasn't aware of. So, this moicha was very smart. Why did the moicha tell him that she has all these five cheshoines? He's a moicha. So why did he tell him? I mean, you don't tell all the cheshoines. No, punk faker. He wanted to tell him five cheshoines. And they'll know the lekech will understand that tell me is a shaita. And he starts talking with her. So we'll see that she's not a shaita. So he'll understand. That's what I'm saying, shaita. That means if there'll any chesorin, means that maybe she doesn't have 150 IQ. So I call her a shaita. So that's these cheshoines. I said the other cheshoines also, so also like that. So memele, so he, the from one chesorin, he won't look at the other cheshoines already. He sees that's what the moicha considers a chesor. That's what he calls a shaita. So memele, he'll buy it. But this is a moile kikunz of the moicha. So by telling him all the chesorines and the lekeich, he'll be aware of one chesorin that he knows is not true, he'll buy it already. Fine. So he bought it. He fell for the trap. The lady finds out, Taka, that she is one chesor. Taka, good. What he Taka told him, the moicha told him. So the Gemara says it's a mekach tois. That means, because the lekeich was never mekabel this. That what he bought the shivchi, even though he told him, because he didn't believe him, because he told him, other four cheshoines also, which are not true. So al kaponim, hareze mekach tois. So al kaponim, you see there are cheshoines by an eved, which can make it a mekach tois. Im kain, Bahanach mumi, so nechesh lesimpam. So let's be afraid. So when you buy, our Gemara says, when you buy an Eved Kanani, there's nothing but to worry about. Simchem avodim leke. The Gemara says, the zicha arches roinus, which can create a mekach toist. Mafarish Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam learns differently than Rashi. He says pshat as follows. Kolo islohu. The Gemara had asked, let's go on our Gemara. The Gemara says, maybe he's a listim, maybe he's a murderer. So the Gemara says, Kola islo. The loy shchichi, so the Rabbeinu Tam learned like this, that if there's a kol, there's a kol, that means most murderers, there's a kol that he's a murderer. Now, this person, he bought the Yevet, he didn't hear a kol. That could also be. That means he could be a murderer, and the Lamaise, he didn't hear of the kol. Or maybe there was no kol for some reason. It could be he's a murderer, Take. But v'loi shchichi, it's not shchiyach, that he should be a murderer and there shouldn't be a kill. But it's possible. It's not shchiyach, but it's possible. So, and the same thing, let's say we have the shaita, also she's taka shaita, kola islo. That means 90% of the shaitas is a kill. There's 10%, Take, could be that she could be a shaita and there's no kill. But this is a milsa de loy shchiyach. So memele, that pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is that most of them have a koil, and we didn't hear a koil. So even though there's a possibility that he might be a murderer, and it is a mekach tois, there's a possibility he might be a shoit, and it is a mekach tois, there's all possibilities. But this is a minute possibility. So that means, so we're saymach an roif. You're asking a kasha, why is an Eved Kanani allowed to eat truma? Maybe Take is a murderer and he didn't hear about it. Maybe he's a shait and he didn't hear about it. That's true, but that's a minute possibility. So we're saymach an roif. Most probably he's not a murderer. He's merely allowed to eat truma. The iskin Rav Yehuda b'shtore da'avdi, that Rav Yehuda was masakin when you write a shtar to sell an Eved Kanani, avda denan des Eved Kanani mutztek liavdos, poter v'oter min aruri malke malkese. That means, it says in the shtar, that he's guaranteeing that this Eved is not muchtev l'malkes. So it would seem that you need such a shtar, so if it'll be muchtav l'malchus, it'll be a mekach tois. But like this, it's not a mekach tois. Loi mishim sheyitzorich lahasnois, k'depirash, you don't have to be masna. If he's a muchtav l'malchus, it's a mekach tois haivis. Either bestom and nami have a mekach tois. Mishim shufre de shtore, we write about it in the shtar that the Moicher is telling us that he doesn't have these chesroinis. But for Emerson, it is not necessary to write it in. If he has these chesroinis, so fill it without writing in, it'll be a mekach tois. Berabbeinu Eliyo hoyemekayim perish akuntaris. We have here astir and two gemoras. We have a gemora, our gemora that's Rashi's girse. We have a Gemara, but Rashi's pshat. Our Gemara, Rashi seems to learn pshat in our Gemara, that since there's a kol, if he's a murderer, so it's over the kibbol. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Gemara says that if he's a murderer, you can say, hey, shalach lefanech, it's a mekach tois. So we have a stira in two gemores, according to Rashi's pshat. So the Rabbeinu Leo, hoi mekayim perish akuntres, and he said it matters. Taheche de kibbel hamoicha mois. If the lekeach paid the moicha ready, amrinen midalei bodak alekeach koidem nesines mois, hani mumen de islu kolo. That means like this. That means, before you pay, you're purchasing an ever kanani. Now there's a grapevine, or there's a way, there's a curl that one could find out if he's a murderer, if he's not a murderer, you could find out. It's, maybe in shul you won't be able to find out. In the mikveh you could find out, al kaponim, there's places you could, if there's a curl, if he's a murderer, you could find out. Bekitzel. And he goes and gives the money to the lekech, gives the money to the meicher, and he didn't inquire. And there's a curl, you could find out, very easily you could find out, that he didn't inquire, he's a murderer. So then there's a svar of sova vekibble. That means before you give money, if it bothers you, so find out. Why investing? You're purchasing an ever kanani. Not buying a tomato. It's an ever kanani. It's an expensive thing. And if you don't investigate, so it seems it doesn't bother you. So get the nishton. So memele. So sova vekibble. That's pshat sova vekibble. There's a koil. You could be mevara. You are not mevara. It's sova vekibble. That's if he paid already without investigating. That the Gemara says in Baba Basi says Harei Shaloch Lefanecho. Mayri Koidim Shanosan Alekeach Mois. Let's say he made a Kinyan Chazoke. He purchased him. Why didn't you find out? Don't worry, I'll find out. I mean, I didn't spend a penny yet. I made a Kinyan Chazoke. Well, I made a Kinyan David. And then before I give a penny, I'm going to find out. And he found out he's a murderer. So he comes over to the Meuchah, says, Harei Shaloch Lefanecho. Nesaka Mekach Tois. So that means as follows. So that means the Gemara Baba Basra that says he could pay Nesaka Mekach Tois. That Gemara is speaking about before he gave money. So before he gave money, so the zichah is a koil, and he'll zichah be mevarer it. And when he finds out about it, Dval made a kinyan, and if he ever finds out that he's a buchtav lemalchus, a listim mezuyim, it's a mekach tois taken, and if it's a mekach tois, say reishaloch lefanecha. Our Gemara is speaking about that he gave money, and if he gave money, and he was in Mevarer, and he could be Mevarer, so then it's Sova Vekibol. That's how the Rabbeinu Eliyahu says. So Rabbi Kivege says, Amoyre de Kechidish. So Rabbi Kivege says, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it comes out like this. Agamore est akashem, when a person purchases an Eved Knani, how can the Eved Knani eat Trume? Who knows? Maybe he has a mum. Maybe he's a murderer. How can he eat Trume? So the Gemara says, there's a koil. So what did the Ben Eliyahu say? That it means, if he gave money and he didn't investigate about the koil, it's over the koil. But what if he didn't give money? What if he just made chazok? He didn't pay him yet. He went to Florida, the Moicha. He's going to pay him in 10 months. So what's going to be? The Val, he made a chazok on debit. Can he eat trume? He can't. According to Ben Eliyahu comes attack, he can't eat trum. Ain hochinami taket. That means the way that Ben Eliyahu says pshat, that what we said for Dova Poshut, simpum ba'avodim leka means if he paid already money. Ain hochinami, if he didn't pay money, that taket, that evikinami taket is not permitted to eat trum. 100%. Ptsas mash mekein beperik hamoicha peiris. Matosva says, it would seem like the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the Porich, the Gemara asks, Hamoitze mecheberei orlov horaye, alme mairi shalekeach murzik. Now, Rabbi Kivege says pshat, in the Ktas Mashma of Tosva as follows. The Gemara over there asks Akashim, Alive the man the oma den hochen be moment acha halayf. If you hold den hochen be moment acha halayf. So the Gemara says, if he's a ganav, let's talk about a ganav a minute. If a ganav, so it says higiyai. Because, roiv avodim are ganovim. So memele, you should have known that. And if you bought an evet, then you didn't specify you want a psanel or evet, so that's understood. So what's the Gemara? So the Gemara says, but according to Shmuel, hold ein hilchem b'momen acha alay. So b'zoy, so the Gemara says, so let the lekeach say, listen, I didn't know he was a ganif. Roiv a ganov. So he could be moitzi momen. Can be moitzi momen with roiv. Means roiv is just like a suffix. I didn't know. If I would have known he's a ganev, he can be moitzi momen with roiv. That's the Gemara's kasha over there. So it seems the Gemara understood that it's speaking about that the lekeach as yet did not give the money. So Rabbi Kiveger, how did the Gemara know that the lekeach didn't give the money? Maybe it means he gave the money. So because it says in the same Beraisa that a list of mizuyim, you say reish shaloch lefanecha. The Rabbeinu Eliyahu said pshat, when do you say reish shaloch lefanecha? Before you give money. So the Gemara understood that it's speaking about that lekeach didn't give money. The Gemara can ask a kasha by ganef, and the Gemara can assume that it's speaking about the lekeach did not give money, and therefore asking a kasha nechem b'momen acharoyv. So how did the Gemara know that that's the case? Because listen, Mizuyim is speaking about such a case. So that's a raya to the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Let us see further the Gemara. Frag the Gemara weiter, michdei, bein lemar loyochl. We have here a machloikis ule, and Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda, reasons why an arusa does not eat truma. Ule says shematashke. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda says al simpin. But lemaise, according to both of them, an arusa does not eat truma. Is what's the difference? This reason. But lemaise, arusa doesn't eat truma. My binayo. So the Gemara says, Iko binayu kibel mosar v'holach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, kibel mosar v'holach, kibel olov bal esamumin. He was mekabel. Before they married, he said, it doesn't matter to me if she has mumin, she doesn't mumin. Is lisim pin leke. So according to that pshat, then arusa would be allowed to eat trumet. The Baal was mekabel, rekalameichish, l'shematashke lachel l'achayso ikalameichish. That's one nafkemina by kibul. Or afakelta nafkemina, mosar v'holach, mosar ha'ov l'shluchei ha'baal. He gave over his daughter l'shluchei ha'baal, l'shohuch l'shluchei ovim l'shluchei ha'baal. Is lekalameche shematashke lachel lachayisa, because she left already reshus avir. She is not together with her brothers and sisters. The less nugabo abeikalameche shlesimpen. Let us see the Gemara further. Rabtaufen. Now we have here the Mishnah. It says, after Hagoaz Man, she's permitted to eat Trume. He's Mechuyev to give her Mezoines, and she eats Trume. Now, we hear a Machloikis, Rabbi Talfin and Rabbi Akiva, the Orus, after Hagoaz Man, is supporting her. What food may he give her? So Rav Tarfon Omer, Noisni lo hakel trume. He can give her, let's say, there's a monthly amount of bread he has to give her, of flour he has to give her. He can give her, all can be trume. He's a kohen. Trume is already, So he can give her a monthly supply of Truma. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can't do such a thing. You have to give half Truma and half Chulin. You can't give her the whole Truma. And let us, before we start seeing the sugya,
there is a Meiradike problem. The problem is that an Isha normally becomes Tamei each month, and she can't eat Truma for a whole month. So when you give her Truma, the only way, so how is she going to eat? She can't eat the Truma, so she has to sell it. And that's a problem. She has to be Baki. Let us see, before we see the sugya, let us see Rashi says a shtikel akdome. Bas koin bekiyehi bishmiras trume. She knows, she was brought up with trume. She knows how to be shoyme trume betare. Ulamoicha bimeitumosa. She knows how you sell it and those. I mean, it's trume. Bas Yisrael ain't a bekiyeh bekach. She's tame. She could be metame the trume. She doesn't know. These are, a bas koyin lived with this her whole life. So Mamela, she knows how to be misyaches with trume be made to moso and to sell it, or lomoicha be made to moso. Bas Yisrael doesn't know these things. Omar Abaye. So now Abaye said, so we have here Amachloikis, Rab Tarfin, and Rabbi Kiva. When he gives her mezainis for a month, how much, from what commodity does he give? Does he give a tume, or chulin, or half and half? Amar Rabbi, machloikes bebas koyin lekoyin. The whole machloikes is, if she's a bas koyin, to begin with, and so after goes man, then he can give her the kulei tume, everything, akil tume. Aber bas Yisrael lekoyin, bas Yisrael lekoyin divrei hakel, machtze chulin, o machtze trumen. Abbas Yisrael lekoyin, so we said before, if you can give her all trumen, she's gonna be in a dilemma when she becomes tamei, what to do with the trumen, how to sell the trumen. There'll be a lot of problems. So Abbas Yisrael lekoyin, You make sure to give her machzachun, machzatrume. That's one memra of Abaye. Va'omar Abaye, and then Abaye said another memra. Machloikes, the machloikes Rab Tav and Rabbi Kiva is ba'arusa. An arusa abas koyin. Avo menesue, divrei hakel, machzachulen, umachzatrume. Now let us see, Rashi, what is Pshat in these two conditions? She has to be an Arusa, and she has to be a Baskoyim. Barusa u Baskoyim. Dohoyo vehi beveis aviyo. Is Torah aviyo limker tume bechulen limei tume lefi shehu rogel bekach. That means, she doesn't have to go out now and become a merchant to sell Tvuah. She's together with her father, so her father will sell the Tumah for her. That's if she's in Arusa. Avo ben Nesuah, Shenoysa lo baylo mezoynis beveso. Talking about in Nesuah that she's not eating together with her husband, but he sends her mezoinis, ken mashri ishtei dei sholish, znapotropis, that's giving her mezoinis, the snabe masnisen. So then, mach tzachula, lefi shekol kvudo bas melech pnima. That means, what do you want from her? That means, if you're going to give her kulei truma, so what's going to be if she's going to become tamei? Then all of a sudden she has to go out and start selling the tvuah. And so that's a stira to kol kvuda bas melech. And vavia vacha ina metzal like this. She'd ask her brothers, her father, but they're not around. She's in the sewer. She's asku bitzorcheo. So these are the two tnoyim that Abaye said, the Rab Talfen that said a kula, that her husband could supply a kula trume. So Rab Talfen only said this if she's a bas koyin, number one, and so she's rogul, petume, and not to be mishaches with trume. Number two, she's an arusa, so she could always ask her father or brothers to take care of this. Rabbi Kiva, yeah, that's what Abaye said. So the Gemara says, Tanya Namihochi. There's a Baraisa Taka that says like Abaye. Rabbi Talfen Oima. Noisnin lo hakel trume. Rabbi Talfen says, you give her everything trume. Rabbi Kiva Oima machzachu na machza trume. Ba'med vorim amurim. When do we say this? Bas koin le koin, al bas Yisroel le koin, di verhako, mach zechu, na mach ze trume. Number one. Yeah. Now we have here other tanoim. Exactly the way Abaye had said. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira Oymer, noisni lo, Shtei yodosh shel trume, va'acha shel chulin. Now Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire agrees with Rabbi Kiva. You don't give her all trume, which all trume involves a tich of selling, but he disagrees with the fraction. Rabbi Kiva says it's half chulin and half trume. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says it's two-thirds trume and one-third chulin. Now, what is pshat in this formula? So there's a very interesting marshal. The marshal says normally Isha is roye damnidis for 3 days, and then there's shiva nekiyim. So 10 days of the month she's tameh. So for a third of the month, we have to provide her with chulin. For two-thirds of the month, we can provide her with trumen. That's what the marshal says. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, noisin lo hakel trumen. You give her only trumen. Vehi moicheres, and she sells it. Loikeches, loikachas bedomim chulin. And with the money, she purchases chulin. So it would seem Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Talfen said the same, so we'll see soon in Rashi what the machlokes is to Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Talfen. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, kol mokim shehuskera trume, whenever it says you give her trume, noisnin lo kiflayim bechulin. That means that if we'd be giving her chulin, she would need for a month, let's say, 20 pounds of flour. So if he's giving her trume, he gives her 40 pounds of flour. My binayu, ika binayu, tirche. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Mach zechume. Yeah, that was it. Rabbi Yudahima, noisna lo hakel trume. Bein Rabbi Yehuda le Rab Talfen Ika. So Rashi says, so what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Talfen? So Rashi says as follows. The Ilu Rab Talfen sova noisen lo trume kedei mezoine sel. You give her trume kedei mezoine sel. That means if she needs, in a month's time, she needs to eat 20 pounds of flour, she'll need that in a month's time. She give her 20 pounds of trumedike flour. So Rashi says, va'af al pi she'im tzricha l'chulon. So Rashi says, now let's be realistic, that you're giving her 20 pounds of trumedike flour. Now, she became tomei, so she can't use the trumedike flour. She needs chulendike flour. V'af al pishim tzricha lechulen ubo limker trume, ein demei trume magin likach behem chulen. So now, granted, she's going to take 10 pounds of Trumadika flour, and she's going to sell it. She'll give it to her father to sell, and they're going to sell 10 pounds of this Trumadika flour. Now, what will they able, the Trumah is a very cheap commodity. This value is dependent on demand. There's not a big demand for Trumah. It's only Kahanim can eat it, and they can only eat it, but Taira, so it's very cheap. There's not a demand for Trumah. Chulin is, there's a demand. So now she's going to sell, the father's going to sell, 10 pounds of Trumadika flour. So you know what they can purchase from the money they're gonna get? The best 5 pounds of Chulandika flour. That's what they can get. That's how that. So Memele, so we have to understand, so Rashi is saying a very pertinent problem over here. That Rab Talfin said, you just give her, if a woman needs for a month 20 pounds of flour, you give her 20 pounds of Trumadika flour. So Rashi says, Rav Tavon says, "Meir de kechidush, ain't the may truma magin liker bem chulin. She only will end up with 15 pounds. Shrei yekorim ain mina truma. Shakel koyvtsim aleim. Afal pikein." Rav Tavon says, "You only give her 20 pounds." So Emerson, Rashi does not explain here what sakepshan. Rav Tavon, Rav Tavon is a meir de kechidush. What kind of krumkeit is this? You give her 20 pounds. I'm giving her 20 pounds of Trumadika flour, please. But you only give her lemaisa, let's be realistic. You're only giving her 15 pounds of flour. So the Shita Mekebetzes brings down from Rashi and Madure Kame that Rav Talfin holds, I got news for you. Between you and me, she's an arusa. And the arusa bechlal is not chayiv b'mezayin eser. It's good chazal v'mesakin by a goes man you give mezaynis. But this is not the ultimate chayiv of mezaynis. The sadin, a goes man, he didn't marry her, give her mezaynis. So Rab Talfin says, for this chayiv, it's good 20 pounds of trumah. I lemaisav and 20 pounds of trume, she won't have enough to eat. Okay, I'm a chuyiv to give her enough to eat. After nisuin, the Gemara Taka said, after nisuin, you give machze chul and machze trume. Versteht sich? After nisuin, I'm truly obligated to give her mezaynis, 100%. Then I give her machze chul and machze trume. But this chiyuv of agoz man is not a true chiyuv mezaynis, it's a chiyuv. So memela, for this chiyuv, 20 pounds of truma is sufficient. That means that I'm not mechuyev to give more. That's according to Rab Talfin. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also, no, you can't do such a thing. Rabbi Yehuda, noisni la truma keshir. You give her enough truma. That means if for her to get 20 pounds of flour, you have to give her 25 pounds of trume. So you give her 25 pounds of trume. Rabbi Yehuda nois la trume kishir. Shimbos likach machtze chulon leitivchais min dmei machtze chulon. That means she should have enough money for machtze chulon. Avo teirech mechire mutala la limkeil. But that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik and Rabbi Kiva. That means Rabbi Kiva said that you have to give her muchen dikechulin, that she should not have to be doyig to purchase the chulin. You have to give her muchen dikechulin. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You can give her trume. You give her enough trume that she can sell the trume and purchase chulin. And the tirche is mutal aleh, but al kaponim, the amount that's mutal on you. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, noisin la trume keflayim bechulin. You give her, that means, if she needs 10 pounds of chulin, so you give her for those 10 pounds of chulin, you give her 20 pounds of trume. you were not matriach her that she should go and sell the truma b'shavya, and which is, there's a problem of, until you find a customer also. Ela noisin la truma harbe kedei shetitnena b'zoil. That means we give her a lot of truma that she's be able to make a big sale. That means this is a tremendous sale. She's selling truma half price. So memela, so then chalk upon them, she'll find customers. V'timtza loikhen harbe. So the Gemara says, Ike b'nai yutilcha ben Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Shimon.